Many people don't understand the value of being generous to others. They think that it's all about money and that they believe that giving away their hard-earned cash can be a waste. But we can give generously to others with our time, with our talent, as well as our treasure. Plus, there are many benefits of being generous to others, but it's hard for some people to put it into practice. When you give generously, you can improve your life in many ways, including making you happier and, believe it or not, making you healthier. So let's talk about five ways being generous with others will enhance your life. And if you know about the worldwide celebration that's taking place today, give a shout out below, and I'll give you a chance to participate in the celebration at the end of this video, too. Hi, if we've never met before, I'm Diane LaFoon. I'm here with your Joy Tip of the Week, and I help stressed out women make small changes in their lives so that they can feel less anxious and more fulfilled, so they're better able to choose joy every day. So let's talk about five ways you can benefit when you're generous to others. First of all, being generous to others makes you feel more fulfilled, more satisfied. A 2019 study found there's a connection between generosity and satisfaction. In fact, respondents classified as highly generous people were more than twice as likely to report that they were very satisfied with their lives compared to low generosity respondents. Being generous makes you feel more fulfilled, and you also might find yourself happier because of that. The study also found that 70% of highly generous people express satisfaction with their current jobs. So considering how much time you spend at work, it's a terrific reason to be generous to others, right? Number two, being generous to others strengthens your relationships. When you're giving and helpful to those people around you, it naturally makes them want to spend more time with you, right? It strengthens that relationship. They'll respect you even more for being selfless and giving without expecting anything in return. This is a big part of building those solid connections with people. Being generous to others not only helps those around you, but it strengthens your bonds with them, especially when you don't have strings attached. And then third, being generous to others gives you a more positive outlook. When people are generous, they feel better about themselves. Being selfless and giving can help you be more optimistic because it makes you a happier person overall. A 2018 study found that low generosity is associated with symptoms of depression. That's not good. Being generous to others may actually help lift the fog of depression from your brain. That's good news. Giving our time and money to others gives us an emotional lift because doing good makes us feel better. In fact, researcher Christian Smith says generosity involves neurochemical changes in your brain, giving people more pleasure chemistry in their brain and a sense of reward for having done something good. So giving actually triggers those feel-good chemicals like endorphins and dopamine and oxytocin, and it's true across cultural lines, it's true across economic lines, it's just simply part of being a human. So number four, being generous to others lowers your stress. You know, it makes you healthier because of that too, because helping people around us actually reduces your stress, which is an essential part of leading a healthy lifestyle. Being generous reduces the adverse effects that stress can have on our body by lowering cortisol levels, and it can actually lower your blood pressure. This results in improved cardiovascular health. When you're generous to others, it's good for your heart physically. When people are stressed or anxious, they tend to focus on themselves and their needs. But by being generous to others, it can help you to shift your attention away from yourself so that the stress isn't as great. Being selfless helps give peace of mind and reduces your stress. And finally, number five, being generous to others helps you learn new things. We like to learn new things, right? Research has found that being generous opens up our minds to new information and to creative solutions for problem solving that we might not have considered otherwise. Being open-minded helps you learn more quickly, which is a significant benefit of giving generously. I love to learn new things, but learning them quickly is even better, correct? So being generous can also help us become stronger people by making us appear impressive in the eyes of other people. It gives us self-confidence. It gives us self-assurance without having to boast about ourselves or be arrogant. We don't want to boast in our giving to others. We don't want to be arrogant about it. But there's a natural self-esteem that comes about because people think highly of you when you do it. For some reason, many people think generosity makes them weaker. When it strengthens you mentally, it strengthens you emotionally, and we found, too, that it strengthens your body physically. Being kind requires humility, but it also creates opportunity for growth on all levels because life doesn't always go as planned, don't we know it? So we must be flexible and adaptable. Being generous to others helps us do that. It helps us be flexible and adaptable, and it makes our lives more meaningful by teaching us the true value of giving. You know, we've learned that being generous to others has many benefits, and the benefits are far-reaching. And there's more that I haven't even talked about today, but they only apply if you give without expecting anything in return, and that's what makes your generosity selfless. Being kind to those around you can help improve your life overall because when you make someone else happy, it's difficult not to feel good yourself, right? So being healthy and gives you peace of mind, it gives you peace of mind that you don't have any regrets at the end of the day, which is another excellent reason to focus on helping others live better lives too. Today is the perfect day to practice being generous to others. It's Giving Tuesday. Giving Tuesday was created in 2012 as a simple idea. It's a day that encourages people to be generous to others. It takes place each year on the first Tuesday after we celebrate Thanksgiving here in the U.S. So that's today. And it's a worldwide celebration of generosity. Giving Tuesday is an opportunity for everyone to come together through giving to others generously in all forms. It can be by sharing acts of kindness. It can be by giving of your voice or of your time, of your money, your finances. It can also be giving advocacy or support to communities, causes, and charitable organizations that you support. There are many opportunities to give generously, and a lot of these organizations are suffering because of the pandemic that we've been through. If you'd like some suggestions, I'm going to include a link below about 6 different charitable organizations that I highly recommend. These are all great organizations that are doing good work, and they're all dedicated to helping others in need. So that might be a great idea and opportunity for you to find someone that you can give generously to as well. I hope you will join me today by participating in some way in Giving Tuesday and celebrate this Giving Tuesday celebration. Being generous to others is an integral part of who we are as humans. It makes our lives more meaningful, it teaches us to be happier, and will bring us more joy. Thanks for watching. I will see you next Tuesday for your Joy Tip of the Week. And for now, I pray that you seek faith, give love, find hope, and choose joy.